You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, it's a good morning and welcome to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. And as promised earlier on, I said we are going to be talking under the subject, why prayer? Why prayer? Why do we pray? I mean, if you go to the book of Thessalonians, that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17, it says, pray without ceasing. Why should I have constantly be praying? That's the question that I have this morning. And to discuss with us this morning is a young person, and she goes by the name Chiedza Zembe, and she's going to be sharing with us insights into why we pray. Good morning, Chiedza, and welcome to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. And Chiedza, you're coming through to us from Zimbabwe, Harare. How is Harare?
Well, Harare is fine. It's just hot this side.
Yeah. Tell me, what does the word Harare mean?
Well, Harare means Salisbury.
It means Salisbury. Does it not mean those who do not sleep?
I know. Of course, there's some myths. We say there were some people who didn't sleep because of baboons. That's when they started calling it Harare.
Oh, okay. And I do hope that you guys do sleep then. Ne?
No, don't worry. We sleep, yeah.
Right. Chiedza, we want to talk about a very important topic, prayer. And maybe before we jump into the topic itself, can you just tell me, what does prayer mean for you? What role has prayer played in your own life?
Okay. So many people get it wrong by thinking that prayer is just a ritual or maybe a set of words that we just recite to God as a tradition, right? Mm-hmm. But there's more to prayer. Mm-hmm. Prayer is actually a way by which we converse with God. Mm-hmm. In prayer, we open our hearts and minds and spirits to interact with our Creator. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And
so,
yeah, you continue.
Okay. So in Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says that we should pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
So which means that prayer is a very crucial life in a Christian's life.
No, that's very powerful. But I just want us to rewind a bit. For you, what made you fall in love with prayer? Is there somebody as you grew up, your parent, your whoever, what made you fall in love with prayer?
Okay, I can say that growing up in a Christian background helped me a lot to depend on prayer.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you go through life, sometimes you face very difficult challenges whereby you see that alone I can't do this.
Yeah.
Then the only option you have is to pray. Mm-hmm. And then by doing that, you grow into it and your desire grows to greater heights.
Right. Okay. And who taught you about prayer? Is it your mother, your father? Who taught you about prayer?
Well, it's okay. I taught myself really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I taught myself when I went for boarding school.
Okay.
You know, I went to a mission school, so I just started liking praying and engaging myself in prayer groups and all that. So yeah.
And so, as you learned about prayer, has God ever answered your prayers?
Yes, a lot of times.
Okay,
and a lot.
Is there some time or some place where you can say to us, "Hey, man, I remember God answered my prayer in this way, and I will never forget that answer."
Yes, definitely.
And would you want to share with us?
Yeah, it's okay. So when I was writing my form four, I remember, you know, things were so hard. We were doing these colors here in Zimbabwe, you know, so I had a lot of pressure and, you know, it was just a lot. And I feel like a lot was on me because I grew up as an intelligent child. So to disappoint my parents was the last thing I wanted. But during that course, my form four course, my grades were going down. So I remember I became so prayerful. I used to pray a lot. I used to fast a lot. And, you know, sometimes I could tell that my parents didn't have hope that maybe I would pass my form four because of the results that I was coming out with. So I then started praying. And then I wrote my exams. Some of them were very hard and I thought maybe I couldn't make it. But I thank God when my results came, I had flying colors.
And you know what, Chietza, some people would take it for granted that because I'm intelligent, I'm going to pass. But you say to us, you started praying, and you studying and praying was a very good combination. It means that there is nothing that God takes for granted, even in our education is involved.
Yes, that's true.
So now, how would you then define prayer in your own words? How would you define prayer and why is it important and essential in our Christian life?
Okay, I would define prayer as a conversation, right?
Yeah.
Between a human being and his creator, right?
Right.
So most people, when they're praying, they want to make it too formal.
Okay.
But when you're praying, you should feel that you're talking to your friend.
Right.
The way you talk to your friend is the way you should be talking to your creator. Right? So let me share with you a few points on why prayer is essential in our lives.
Right.
So number one, prayer brings peace.
Yeah.
I remember the way sometimes when I would feel like, you know, everything is just going so wrong. But the only place I would feel safe was when I was praying. You know, because life sometimes can be really challenging and overwhelming.
Yeah.
But Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7 reminds us that we should not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. So there we cast our burdens onto God, trusting His ability to care for us. And this trust gives us peace that surpasses all understanding.
Powerful. Yes. All right. You said prayer is a conversation. And you said that we tend to formalize. But maybe some of us have been taught that, like, for instance, I heard somebody saying when they were praying, they said, "Good morning, Daddy." And I was like, hey, this person is very unholy, man. Because we've been taught that God is this big being who wants us to approach Him with a very big reverence. And when we talk to Him, we should humble ourselves. But and you saying that it's a conversation. It is a conversation. What then makes us then come to Him? And you said we talk to Him as if, like as one speaks to a friend. What then makes us or motivates us or inspires us to say, when I come to God, I should come to God with that freeness to be able to talk to Him and not be so formal? What inspires that?
Okay. So there's a difference between being reverent and being afraid.
Right.
So most people, they are afraid of God, right? They are not reverent.
Oh, okay.
But yes, when we come to God, we should be reverent with respect, knowing that He is God, He is the owner of this universe, right? Just like maybe when you talk to your parents, you talk to them with respect, but not fearing them. When you start fearing them, then there's a, it becomes a problem. Yes.
I like that. I like that example. When I see my kids, they respect me, but they are very free with me. They are very
exactly.
Free. And it does. And, yes, continue.
So by being reverent, you also know that there are boundaries, right, to the relationship. So I can just say that we should be reverent, but not be afraid of God.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And look, I think for me that's important. And you use a word that says boundaries, but that's a topic for another day. But are there types of prayers? Are there any different types of prayers, or there's only one type of prayer?
Yes, there are many different types of prayers. But let me just share with you a few, maybe two.
Yeah.
So let's discuss about the prayer of thanksgiving and the prayer of supplication.
Okay.
Right. So many times in our lives when we are praying to God, we're just asking about the things that we want.
Yeah.
Telling him about things that are going wrong in our lives. But very few times we take time to thank him for who he is and for the things that he has done in our lives and the things that he's about to do. So this prayer of thanksgiving, right, is when we take a moment, right, to express our deep gratitude to God for who he is and what he has done. So it's just an act of appreciating God's goodness, his faithfulness, and his love to us.
Okay.
And then the...
Continue.
Okay, and sorry. And then the prayer of supplication.
Yeah.
Right. Firstly, I think we should define what supplication means so that it's simple to understand.
Right.
So supplication is an earnest and humble request. So this prayer of supplication is where we ask God for help, for guidance and for intervention in our lives or maybe in the lives of other people around us. So it becomes a prayer which is rooted in dependence on God and our belief that he is the source of all the things that we need.
Okay.
When we look at Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, the Apostle Paul says that, make your requests be known to God through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So this passage just reminds us that it's okay to bring our needs to God, our fears, our anxieties, and even our deepest longing. But it also reminds us that our approach should be filled with gratitude because even as we ask, we recognize that God is already working in our lives.
Can you just repeat that one, Ichieza? You said, what is supplication?
Supplication is an earnest and humble request.
You know why I'm asking that, and I'm asking you to repeat it. And I think maybe I might be selfish because I've always wondered. You know English. What does supplication mean? I've always read that verse, and to be honest with you, I'm like, what does supplication mean? And I think somewhere along the line, I've read the meaning of that in the dictionary, but you've put it in such a way that I really do understand exactly what you are saying. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Chietza Zembe, and we're talking about why pray. Why do we need a prayer?
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.